see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so happy to have in studio with us today one of my favorite people, and I mean that sincerely. Father Martin Siebenhaler is here. Father Martin has been through a lot the last couple weeks, and we wanted to catch up with him and see how he's doing. Father Martin, great to see you.
Thank you very much.
So your best friend, your wonderful fellow brother priest.
Yes.
And true brother, Father Leonard Siebenhaler, passed away just a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And we just wanted to get caught up with you. I know that it's been tough, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. As somebody said, you'll never really get over it, but you will get better. And and that's true. Although I sometimes don't sleep too well at night, but others say that's because you're getting old. But I don't know. I think it's part of the grieving process, really. That takes a couple weeks, maybe more.
And you two were two peas in a pod. Tell us about your family growing up. I know that you had a big family, but you two in particular shared a lot.
Yes, I'm the oldest, and then he was born 14 and a half months later. Now, I started school a year later with my brother, so that we were always together in school for 20 years. Yes, that's a long time. But we started off upstairs in the cold bedroom at night, and I remember kind of...
What do you mean?
I still remember kind of cuddling with him, and then after all, he kind of shoved me aside.
You were cold. Yeah. So was one of the bedrooms more cold than the other? Is that what you're saying?
This was the warmest that we could find upstairs. It had a register from down the kitchen,
sure.
So that was the warmest. So we went to St. Mary's School in New Trier, first grade, no kindergarten. Highlight on that trip, a one-horse open sleigh in the wintertime.
Oh, dear.
And the three of us, Father Leonard, myself, and Mary Margaret Beisel, our neighbor, we were together sitting on the one-horse open sleigh with Dad, had a board over it, and he was the chauffeur, of course, tipping over at a culvert just before we got to school. Leonard said it was upside down. We were so bundled up that, and the snow was so deep, nobody got hurt. The horse got excited and ran away, but no, that was a highlight of our first year in school.
Did you usually get rides to school, or did you get to walk?
Oh, usually rides, but then we'd walk 2.5 miles in nice weather. It was quite a hike, 2 miles.
You know, that was awfully nice of your dad to give you a lift like that, wasn't it?
Yes, and the neighbor, Mrs. Beisel, she would take her Mary Margaret with us, too. And other ladies that were driving their kids home, they would pick us up. So they're all kind to us. They were.
And how old were you when you transitioned from St. Mary's? Did you go to a different school after that?
No, there was Nazareth Hall Prep Seminary that started ninth grade. And I enrolled in that the spring of 47 when I graduated from the eighth grade. Lo and behold, come June or so, Father Leonard is helping Dad sharpen the sickle blades. And all at once he said, yeah, I'd like to join Martin at the seminary. Out of the blue sky, I didn't know it. He didn't. Dad didn't know it. And he had thought it over, and he would like to try it himself.
Well, you said growing up that different priests in your parish used to talk about the fact that you served a good mass.
Oh, yeah.
Is that?
Well, Father Shermers was our protege, you say?
Yes.
Yeah, and you boys should be priests. You serve a good mass. Wow, that impressed us, you know. Oh, man, maybe we could be priests if we served a good mass.
When you decided to go to Nazareth Hall.
Nazareth Hall.
And that was?
That was 4 years high school, 2 years college. And then we went over to St. Paul Major Seminary.
Okay.
For two more years of college, or philosophy, I guess you might call it then. And then 4 years of graduate theology.
So when you were a little boy, I mean, leaving eighth grade, that's a lot for a mom to take in. How did your mom deal with that?
Well, they had the faith, and they always wanted to try to be a priest. Well,
they were proud of you.
They were encouraged. Nothing holding us back there, even though maybe we got tired of milking the cows sometimes. But that's not the reason we became priests, just because we got a little tired of milking the cows. But there were other people on the farm who could milk
those
cows.
Let's squelch that rumor once and for all, yeah. Right?
So, no, and we enjoyed Nazareth Hall. Those are great years, you know.
Did it make you happy to have your brother with you?
Oh, yeah.
Less homesick, probably?
Great support. And he's been support with me all 89 years we were together. Mm-hmm. You know, best friend, you might say. Trips together, talk over shop, how to solve problems. Kind of an inbuilt support group, I used to call it.
Absolutely. So the two of you then went to the minor seminary, or you graduated high school and then went to minor seminary?
Yes. There were 6 years minor seminary and then 6 years of St. Paul Major Seminary on Summit Avenue.
They do it a little quicker these days, don't they?
Yes. They generally finish high school someplace, regular high school or Catholic high school, and then they'll go to St. John Vianney. That's the prep seminary now. That's 4 years of college. They go to St. Thomas College, regular students, mm-hmm. but they also live at St. John Vianney, which is building a new dormitory, a new chapel, and it'll be dedicated this August 4th.
That's what I heard. It's going to be lovely.
Yes. Then they go from there, if they want to be priests, go to Major Seminary. It's right across the street from St. Thomas.
When the two of you were in the seminary together, what were some of your fondest memories?
Finest memories. Well, just the location on Lake Johanna is a memory you'll never forget. This was a 40-acre woods that they built the seminary in, right on the shore there, Lake Johanna. And we used to just romp around the woods and enjoy the nature, the lake and the birds and all that. I suppose the sports. I was on the hockey team myself. Leonard was not a great skater. He loved to be, but he basketball. He made a basketball team. Father John was the hockey player, very good on the skates. I admired the way he played hockey. Very top-notch hockey player.
And Father John is your younger brother?
Yes. He's 14 months younger than Leonard. He's now at Regina. Yeah. Yes, retired and doing fine.
So you both were ordained the same class. That must have been a thrill.
There were 50 in our class, 17 from St. Paul, Minneapolis, and we were ordained February 22nd, 1959 at the St. Paul Cathedral. Then a week later, we had our first solemn masses at St. Mary's, New Trier, Sunday, March 1st. We had two first masses, one at 8, one at 10. I was at the 8, and Father Leonard took the 10. Yeah, and then we had a nice reception afterwards, dinner and reception.
So New Trier has always been your home and a special place. St. Mary's, a very special place.
Yes, it is a home base. Now, of course, we folks moved to Hastings about 1967 from the farm to West 15th. They lived on the J.P. Zweber home. They bought that. Lived there for 18 years. Then they moved to Farm Street. They rented a home next to Nick and Cheryl Consemius. Then they passed on, and I continued to rent and to live there myself.
Father Martin, do you want to give some highlights of Father Leonard's different parishes where he was?
Sure, yes. And these are notes I have in my homily. By the way, one thing I said, when he was about seventh grade, he tipped a tractor off of the barn driveway, yes, and it went upside down. It could have taken his life. But
oh, dear.
At his birthday here party just 2 months ago, he recalled how the front end went down and it flipped him. It catapulted him over the tractor against the barn wall. And it was a miracle. And my dad said he witnessed, and everything went black. He just, the shock. Pretty sure his son was under that tractor. But no, God says, I want you to be a priest for many years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Saved him.
What a beautiful story.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned that in my homily, too.
So you had the opportunity to say his funeral mass.
Yes, I can't celebrate it. I wasn't able to stand at the altar, but Bishop Williams came, and there were several celebrants, about 12 priests or more. But Bishop Williams came down. Archbishop could not make it. He's out of town for a few days. And it was beautiful that they could concelebrate. I stayed in the sanctuary, concelebrate, and then I moved the chair to the altar and gave a 10-minute homily. And had my notes there, and everything went well at the homily. Began with John 16, whoever eats this bread will live forever. And I had the privilege of giving Father Leonard the viaticum the day before he died. That's the Lord with you on your way. And, of course, I ministered the other sacraments, too, as we several times in his sick days. He had some short-term memory problems and other things that took his life. Just kind of had a heart congestion about 2 months ago. I think that started the downturn.
Well, he certainly had a beautiful life, though, didn't he?
He had a beautiful life, yeah. And I mentioned, too, that he was a very good classical guitarist.
Was he self-taught?
Yeah, I would say so. He taught me how to play the chords myself.
Well, I've heard you. You're pretty good, too.
Well, that's debatable. yes, but I give credit to him. He taught me, and then I learned some chords on my own. So he has now bequeathed his guitar to a nephew of his, Kevin Sieben, Brother Ray's son, and he's a very good musician, and he'll do well with that classical guitar.
So where were some of the parishes that Father Leonard served?
Yes, he began at St. Anne's, North Minneapolis, 4 years. He went over to St. Mary's, White Bear, for 4 years with Father Finn. And then he came back to St. Anne's again, and the pastor is kind of shoving Leonard's chair right next to his chair as if to say, "You're going to take my place someday." He didn't say that, but finally Leonard figured it out right in a hurry. Oh, I don't know about that. So then
was he having health issues, or why do you think he thought that?
No, he wanted to be a rural pastor. So he got an assignment down at Zumbrota in Belchester for 3 years. And he bought himself, he loved pups, he loved dogs, he loved
Don't tell
eagles.
Me, Chester?
Chester Goodhart.
Goodhart.
Yeah. Yeah, that was just a pup. And he did sleep on top of the house, just like a Snoopy. No darn good for hunting. He's all show dog.
What kind of dog was Chester again?
Beagle.
A beagle.
Pure-blooded beagle. But we had on the farm, we had Sparky, a female beagle. She could hunt, boy, day and night. Female beagles are the hunters, you know.
Okay, well, I didn't. Yeah. So didn't you end up with Chester Goodhart for a while?
Yes.
What happened there again?
Well, my brother moves to the big city,
yes.
St. Paul, St. Columba. He didn't want to take the dog to the big city, so would you take him? I have for 10 years.
How did the dog transition with you?
Oh, very well, you know, okay. As long as they're fed and given a place to sleep under the church steps. And I bring them over to school and show them off to the kids. And then the sister next door, she wanted to walk with them every day.
Oh, nice.
Sister Mary Kay.
So how old did Chester live to be?
He lived to be about 1971 or 1980, for about 13 years.
Good for Chester.
Yeah. God bless his soul.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to that. You've told me before, don't worry, we'll see our pets again.
Oh, why not? I hope there's golf courses in heaven, too, by the way. I still golfed here last day of August here down at Gopher
Hills. Giving you one of those. Congratulations.
Yeah, at a 6-over par on a short course.
Wow.
Executive. That's hanging on my refrigerator door. I hope to continue golfing this summer.
Absolutely. And I know you and Father Leonard had a lot of fun golf outings, and you used to go away and golf all winter, right?
We used to go down, about 15 times to Gulf Shores, Alabama. Yes, and the last time was when we started the apartment on fire. So that's the last time we, fortunately, again, the Mother of God and guardian angel saved us.
What are you talking
about?
Well,
he was heating up some oil. Then Judge Judy came on and that distracted him. Oh, my, my. But it was a pretty bad fire.
So you weren't asked back. Is that what?
Let's change the subject on that one. Then we went to Phoenix Mesa the following year, and that's the last time we traveled out of state.
But you had so many memories and so much fun together, didn't
last
you?
Last trip was to Our Lady of Good Help, Champion, Wisconsin, about 4 summers ago. The last time he drove the car, and last trip we had together before COVID hit the following year. Must have been 2019 we probably went there, year just before COVID.
What else did you remember about him in your homily?
He was very good at catching church burglars. Yeah. He could set up his own traps. He could wire.
Are there a lot of church burglars?
Oh, you'd be surprised. Oh, if there's a door ajar, they're in there, taking the collection out of the votive collections. Yeah. He was pretty good at catching them. Our alarm went off a couple of times in his bedroom, caught the burglars both times. The pastor was in on that one, too. He had the shotgun. Pastor came out with the shotgun. That intimidated the burglars, I tell you.
No kidding. And then do you press charges or do they?
No.
No.
They're just kids. We let them go. We try to be good shepherds, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. So two different times that happened?
Well, three times, I think. Twice at St. Anne's, once at St. Mary's, White Bear.
Well, what are some of your other funny stories?
Yeah, there must be some inspirational stories.
Oh, yes. Well, these are all inspirational.
There are some tragic things that would happen. I remember when the teacher got shot out there, and then he had to go to visit her in the hospital. Yeah, there was a shooting teacher, sorry to say then already, that she was very angry at the teacher, and after school hours she had the rifle out and aimed it right at Sad. But she survived. But he had to kind of counsel those people that had great tragedies like that. I had a number of them at Loretto, where I was stationed for 14 years. Train hit a couple, killed a couple of girls, motorcycle.
Those are tough things.
But you have to be there. We're trying to be like Father Clarence, always be where you should be. Mm-hmm. Minister, and he would minister right out there where the deceased was, alongside the road, perhaps, mm-hmm. right out there.
I think you're always where you should be. You're still out and about, aren't you? It's a good thing.
Yeah, I like to be with our people and visit with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the elderly residents at Regina, I still live in a rented duplex.
Yes.
When are you going to come over here? And I say, well, been thinking about it. But you've been thinking about it for 5 years. Got to make up your mind. Well, give me some more time. So I go over and visit them, keep them company that way.
You kind of come around happy hour, is that right?
Yeah, but they have bingo parties. Father Leonard played his last bingo about 2 months ago. I would bring him down. I had to bring him down. He won 3 games.
Whoa.
It got to the point where the one who delivered the quarters, she hit his arm, like as if to punish. I told her, no, you're excommunicated. you hit a priest. That you said, I don't know if it's still excommunication. Oh, now I'm excommunicated too, she said. So we had good. It's just a simple game of bingo. It was social time. Yeah.
Well, God bless him. He had a good life, and he certainly made an impact on a lot of people. And I just want you to know you have made an impact on so many people as well.
He received a nice letter from formerly Mary Schaefer of South Meesville. She's married out in California. And when her mother passed away just 4 years ago, Father Leonard made an effort go to that funeral. Never forgot that. He didn't have to go here. He wasn't feeling good himself. But
right.
He worked for those farmers for 2 summers, so he really bonded well with the parents and the kids. And that was the oldest girl, Mary. Mm. She always respected him very highly. She was only 3 or 4 or 5 years old at that time, 1954, when we worked on the farm. Time flies.
Just like today, time has flown. Anything really? Else you want to say?
I'm happy in praising God for the 64 years of priestly life. Come February 22nd, it'll be my 64th anniversary, and that I'm in fairly good health and continue to help offer Mass in nursing homes and so on. Not big churches anymore, but and grateful for my parents, especially. Their faith, that inspired us, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just awful. Awfully good parents. My mom was the organist. Her daughter, Mary Kay, took over the church organist. Dad was in the choir, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. They had the musical abilities, which we kids probably picked up from mom and dad.
Absolutely. Well, mm-hmm. People are inspired by you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Great to see you. Don't be a stranger.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Our guest today, the beloved Father Martin Siebenhaller, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.